USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A deadly storm system that has spawned tornadoes and gale force winds has created havoc in four states and is heading toward the east. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
The severe weather hitting the south destroyed the home of Brian and Sandra Verdell in Texas.
I just covered up and I was praying, and then a big board back there in the backyard like shielded me.
I heard my husband jump on a trailer, and he was like, "Where are you?" And I'm like, "I'm buried up under all this stuff."
The storm is now heading for the southeast. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Oravec is tracking its path.
Currently, there's a threat today of severe weather across a large part of the eastern United States. We have currently a frontal boundary pressing eastward, and there's a lot of active thunderstorms stretching from the Florida Panhandle up into the upstate of South Carolina and western North Carolina.
This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
So far, 19 Democrats have launched a run for the White House in the 2020 election in Dublin, California.
Backed by my neighbors who have always been in my corner to declare my candidacy for President of the United States of America.
Representative Eric Swalwell made his announcement before a hometown crowd, calling for a ban on military-style semi-automatic weapons, while saying you can keep your pistols, long rifles, and shotguns, but he said he wanted to ban the most dangerous weapons of war. In South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg officially kicked off his campaign for the Democratic nomination, taking a swing at President Trump's campaign slogan, Make America Great Again.
The problem is that they're telling us to look for greatness in all the wrong places. Because if there is one thing that the city of South Bend has shown, it's that there is no such thing as an honest politics that revolves around the word again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
For Christians, Holy Week has begun. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
At the Vatican, the Christian celebration of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem days before his crucifixion was observed as this Palm Sunday dawned. Tens of thousands gathering in St. Peter's Square to hear the Pope's message of humility and obedience.
Che però non sono passati attraverso.
Pope Francis telling the crowd not to be ashamed to show enthusiasm for Jesus. The Palm Sunday Mass opens up the holiest week in Christianity, ending next Sunday on Easter. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A former presidential candidate speaks out on the immigration problem. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton tells CNN's Fareed Zakaria the country's immigration system needs to be updated, and she has a plan on where to start.
I would go to the big tech companies and I would say, okay, you've got, 15 days. Give me a system so that I can keep track of everybody. I'm not going to lose anyone. No baby, no older person. Everybody is going to be in the system, and we're going to have enough judges down there. We're going to have decent housing conditions, and we're going to start hearing those cases.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.